chat in a second.
Sounds good.
What's going on? What are you doing? Tanya Dohaskigo, then on Zewa Dahusadaje, Ungahuwa, and Hadiwa Nodus, in the Aboriginal Voices, Oscar Dewa Nyawar Oscar, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
Thank you, Nathan. And it is 7 o'clock, and you're tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM. And we're broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University. And, you know, it's a rainy night outside, so, mm-hmm. you know, anybody out having to walk off to different places, look out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the puddles that cars may splash on people, you know, you got to look out for that.
Don't forget your rain boots and your umbrellas.
Oh, yeah, and your smile.
Yes.
Keep that. You know, I just think on Aboriginal Voices in our second hour now, we go till 8 o'clock, and I was just thinking about the direction to take it. We do have to talk about Crystal Shawanda.
Mm-hmm.
And Crystal is a blues singer, blues and rock, I think. But she just won an award, a blues award.
Mm-hmm.
And Artist of the Year. So that's really good. But you, when I asked you if you knew who she was, you actually said?
I said I'd heard of her, yeah.
And that's, you know, it surprises me often how many young people know about Indigenous artists around mm-hmm. the world, but, you know, right here in Canada. And so I've been looking around, and I found two songs that I could play so that people get a chance to know what she's like.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just type into the computer there, crystalshawanda.ca. And I know she has her own website. And have you been able to find anything there?
Oh, no. Another technical difficulty of the night.
Oh, there she is. All
there
right.
There she good. Is.
So you...
Well, here's what I've got.
Just a little. Oh, there we go. Yeah, just a quick shot of what you know about Crystal from your website.
So she's born July 26th, 1983, and she's an Ojibwe blues and country music artist from Canada. CMT actually documented her rise to fame in the six-part series Crystal, Living the Dream, which was broadcasted in February 2008. She was signed to RCA Nashville in 2007, and then she released her first single, You Can Let Go. Is that what we're putting mm-hmm. on today?
That's not the one, but the song that her publicist sent us, it's a song, Pretty Blues.
Pretty Blues.
Yeah, and I picked two songs from the new CD album called Song Pretty Blues.
Mm-hmm.
That title song, and the other song that I picked out is Waiting for You. And so people are waiting for you. So we'll get these songs going, and you're gonna get on the road.
Well, that's right.
You're going to head home and get everything organized.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I know where there's lots of laughter right now. It's not just here at the studio.
Not just at the studio.
But this song, I believe, was written, the one that we're going to play, was written in 2025
mm-hmm.
and early 2025. And I think this is the album that won her the blues. So we're going to give you a sample of her voice and also the style of the music that she's been using and creating. You all set?
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Warning, a storm is coming down. Hanging on the edge.
there you go. That's Crystal Shawanda, and that song was Song Pretty Blues, just for you. And a really big shout out and a thank you to Juliana for all the work that she did here tonight and keeping us on track and keeping me laughing. Boy, oh boy, it's been wonderful. Yes, now we're looking at what's happening in the world around First Nations communities right now. And I'm not sure if you've been listening to what's going on in Ontario with this Alto train concept that the federal government has been or has set up a corporation that will then try to establish where you want to have a train. And this is not just a regular old train. It's a high-speed train. And high speed is what they need. And basically, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 250 to 300 kilometers per hour is what they want to run. But now they're trying to find a place to put that train that goes from Ottawa to Toronto. And in fact, they already have picked a route out from Montreal to Ottawa and Ottawa back to Montreal. And right now, I know they've been going through. Today, March 31st, is the last day of their consultations, but they've extended the feedback period to April 24th, 2026. And if you haven't seen it, you can go to altotrain.ca. And you want to check at the section called an interactive map. And you can see where the corridor is, and they do give you sort of the overlay of the map is a blue section, light blue section, but you could still see through it to a community where you may live or somewhere where you know that you go hunting or fishing, or you know that this special area for environmental areas. And so there's a lot of information that they are going to need. And my guess is that this interactive map is their tool to ask people to help them focus their research and where they're going to look next. So I've been following it for about 2 months now. And apparently First Nations communities through the corridor from Ottawa to Peterborough, that's the northern section that they are talking about, there have been a number of consultation meetings, but when I started to chat with people, I've been doing interviews and finding out about it, and my biggest concern is the use of the different language. I wonder what it was that the people in some of the First Nations groups were receiving, because they were talking about something about a high-frequency train, and the excitement about the high frequency train was that it was going to come to certain places that used to have trains. You know, many, well, back in the 1800s, there were trains that used to go through the northern part of eastern Ontario. And so some people were just saying, oh, well, this is going to be good because now we'll have chance for people to work in the train industry and transportation, and maybe bring tourists to their community. But this high speed instead of high frequency, the high speed train is going to be a very different setup, and it's going to cause a train is going to take off from Ottawa and try to be in Toronto 2 hours later. It won't stop along the way other than Peterborough is what their plan is. So we'll see what happens. If you want to go and look at it, we've been hearing a bit about it from a Kingston perspective because the mayor of Kingston has talked about it. Here on CFRC, if you want to go back and hear the news sections, I heard another one today about it that, it's interesting because CFRC has been carrying the information and sharing it, but I'm not hearing a lot in the northern sections other than you go to town meetings and you hear a little bit. But no, there's a lot of chatter about it, and we'll see how all of it comes out. And in fact, I don't know that they've even got a physical train that they want to put on a track. So I'm not sure if that's in the works as well. If it's all Canadian built and done with all Canadian resources and Canadian workers, yeah, maybe it'd be something to think about. But it's a challenge for all of us. So, the next challenge, I think, is getting some music ready for you. So I have Ace Inavi ready and Mike Byrne, and both of them are great singers. Ace Inavi, I think, won another Juno, or two Junos possibly, and he's with Scordae Records. And Mike Byrne's from the East Coast. So here we go. Ace Inavi, and he's featuring Northern Cree singers. And we were here.
Somebody from outside that, a government person, said if you don't send your kids out, or I'm going to help you. That's why I went to school. They had no choice. It was over 300 kids that went to school. And I used to cry. I was lonesome. I was wondering why I was sent here. I didn't know why. What did I do wrong?
Does it feel like we're on the edge? Staring down at certain death. Does it feel like the story ends before it starts? We were here. In these fading memories, so we were here. In these fleeting stories, oh, we were here. In these disappearing words, even when they start losing the end. It's in our blood. It's in our blood. Just like the days is light and dark in the morning rain. I guess you know, just like the snow we fall, we memory fade away. A month, a day, a week, a year, just like to say that we were here. We were here. In these fading memories, so we were here. In stories, so we were here. In these disappearing words, even when they start losing me there.
Kagis pinatamasok pamansuin, wiwet sa sin, maga, kaneyo at sik, wiyay man.
I fell into your victim to the light in your eyes. I am watching you floating across the evening sky, and I smile, start dancing. Oh, when I fell from the stars, you caught me with your heart. We are the stars, we sing with our light. We are the birds, we fly high over the sky. When I know it's time to close my eyes, I'll let the silence carry me through. Our light is a voice of choice. Come home to the stars. When I fell from the stars, you caught me with your heart. We are
unpredictable, but a little preparation can help keep your home safe and your utilities running smoothly. If you live in a house, be mindful of where you shovel snow. Keep fire hydrants visible so emergency crews can access them quickly. Avoid piling snow against gas meters or outdoor vents, as blocked vents can lead to dangerous carbon monoxide buildup. Be prepared for power outages. Keep flashlights and batteries handy, charge your devices in advance, and never use propane stoves, barbecues, or generators indoors. They can produce deadly carbon monoxide. And remember, our crews work in all kinds of weather to keep your utilities running. Help keep them safe by slowing down near work zones and giving them space to do their job. For more winter safety tips, visit utilitieskingston.com. Stay safe and stay prepared.
Mississippi Queen! And when I listen to a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat.
Yes, 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 this rocks!
And then sometimes I switch it up like,
no! No! Don't stop a rockin'!
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
There's no place like home.
There really is no place like home. It's where life happens, where dreams are built, and where you land at the end of every day. But what home looks like is different for everyone. Welcome to Finding Your Way Home, Real Talk on Real Estate. I'm Sherry Doherty, and together we'll explore what finding your way home truly means, whether you're buying your first place, making a move, investing, or choosing a different path altogether. Because home isn't just a place, It's a feeling, it's a choice, and it's personal. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. and start finding your way home.
Today is a day to listen. Radio stations all across Canada are elevating the voices of Indigenous people in Canada, like Tanya Talaga, an Ojibwe author and a visionary for Canada's reconciliation journey. Tanya fuses messages of truth, hope, and Indigenous inclusion through her words. In times of grief and mourning, Indigenous peoples turn to stories, culture, and tradition to heal.
Buzu, Anin, Tanya Talaga, Nigisnakas, Ka Musko Pimojija Pineshish Nigisnakas. My name is Tanya Talaga in English. My name in Anishinaabewewin is Little Bird with Big Wings, carries a heavy burden. We've been through so much for a long time, but lately it's been very heavy. And so I'm thinking about the Anishinaabe Seven Grandfather Teachings. These teachings are a guide. They are seven truths, and these teachings are handed down by our ancestors. And you know, while there are hundreds and hundreds of different First Nations from coast to coast to coast, many of us share a version of the Seven Grandfather Teachings. The teachings are respect, humility, love, honesty, bravery, wisdom, and truth. Without these teachings, we'd be lost. I wanted to tell you a little bit, too, about the teaching of love. And I can't think of a better person to help me illustrate that teaching other than Elder Sam Achnipenenskum. Now, I'm going to talk to you today not about romantic love, but about a love that comes from a love of community, of caring for one another, a love for our people. And I got to tell you, too, that I often visit Sam when I'm in Thunder Bay, and we'll often go to Tim Hortons. And when you first meet Sam, it feels like you've always known him. He's got an ease about him. He's got a warm, deep voice and a very subtle, wicked sense of humor. Sam is always there at Timmy's. Everyone knows him there. And they also know that if you're down on your luck, if you're in need of food, some coffee, a gentle ear, Sam is there for you. But like many First Nations people, Sam's also had a lot of loss in his life. Because of racism, because of colonization, his road to love and to peace, it has not been an easy one. I know for a fact that he works on it every single day. And I know his motivation comes from his own source of love, his love for his family and for his people, and trying to make sense of the Anishinaabeg's place in this world. And so when I ask him, why is it important that we live our life listening to these seven teachings? This is what he said. Well, you got to have some kind of guidance. When we were given this life, we were given instructions on how we should live our life, how we should remember our roles and our responsibilities, how we are all tied to nature and we're all tied to each other. Every person born is part of the continuum of life. Now, I just want you to know that Sam is a survivor of three Indian residential schools. And as you know, 150,000 of our children were taken away from their parents and their homes and their communities and sent to the government-funded church-run schools. There were more than 140 of these schools across Canada. The goal was assimilation, to turn all First Nation, Métis, Inuit into good Canadian citizens. But we know the truth of what happened in these places. We know they did so much damage, intergenerational trauma, that we continue to live with. Sam was 12 when he went to his first of three schools. You should know that one of the schools he went to was St. Anne's on the James Bay coast. It was a notorious place that had a homemade electric chair used to discipline the students. And he also went to Cecilia Jeffrey, and that's where his cousin, Cheney Wenjack, also was a student. And so when I asked Sam, how do you do it? How did you survive? He told me it's because when he was young, living in the bush with his parents and his family, he learned everything that he needed to know, how to live on the land, how to be in lockstep with the earth and the air and the water and the trees and the animals. He learned his language. He learned his teachings. He had a good foundation. He said to me, "That's what kept me whole." And I have to tell you, the teachings that Sam gives, those are the teachings that keep so many of us whole now. And those teachings are a commitment that Sam makes every single day, a commitment to love, a commitment to understand, and a commitment to make Canada a better place for all of our people. And with that, I'm going to say Chi Ming Wich.
Today is a day to listen. To learn more about how you can do something, visit DowneyWenjack.ca.
Come on, Shoshone. used to do the ghost thing. We don't sing them kind of songs no more. When they are home, when they are home, when they are, when they are. Oh, 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 hey, oh, hey, oh, ya, ya, ya. When they are home, when they are home, when they are, when they are, when they are.
Long ago, back in the days when the animals could talk, Bear was out walking around. As he walked, Bear was boasting. "Huh," he said, "I am the strongest of all the animals." "Huh," he said, "I am the biggest of all the animals." "Huh," he said, "I can do anything because I am Bear. If I want anyone to do my bidding, I only have to tell them because I am Bear. I, Bear, can do anything." And just as Bear said that, a little voice down near the ground spoke up. It said, "You cannot do anything." Well, Bear looked down. There was Chipmunk sticking his head out of his hole. And Bear looked down at him and said, "I, Bear, can do anything I wish." And Chipmunk said, "If this is so, can you tell the sun not to come up in the morning?" Bear thought for a moment and said, "Yes, that I can do also. I, Bear, can tell the sun not to rise. In fact, tomorrow the sun will not come up." "That is good," said Chipmunk. "I will stay and watch." And the two sat down right there. The sun was just going down. And Bear and Chipmunk turned to face towards the east and wait for the sun to not come up the next morning. As they sat there through the night, Bear was chanting under his breath. He was saying, "The sun will not come up. The sun will not come up. I, Bear, command it. The sun will not come up." But sitting next to him, Chipmunk was chanting under his breath, "The sun is going to rise. The sun is going to rise. Bear will be foolish. The sun is going to rise." And as the night ended, a little bit of light began to appear there in the east. Bear began to chant louder, "The sun will not come up. The sun will not come up." And little Chipmunk next to him was saying, "The sun is going to rise. The sun is going to rise." And as Bear chanted as hard as he could and faced the direction of the sun, telling it not to come up, the sun lifted above the horizon. It was a new day, and the sun had come up. Chipmunk began to laugh. He rolled over and over with laughter. "Bear is a fool," he said. "Bear is so foolish. The sun came up. The sun came up. The sun came up." And as he said that, suddenly, whoomp, a big paw came down on top of him. And Bear looked down as he held the chipmunk there on the ground, and he said, "Indeed, the sun did come up, but you will never see another sunrise." Chipmunk knew now how foolish he had been. He thought quick. He said, "Oh, Bear, you are right to kill me. I am a foolish little chipmunk. I am worthless, and I mean nothing in the world. You, Bear, are the greatest of all, and if only I could catch my breath because you're pushing down so hard, if only you would just lift your paw a little bit, I would tell you how wonderful you are before you kill me. So just lift your paw up a little bit so I can praise the great, the wonderful, the powerful Bear."
"Huh," Bear said, "that is a good idea."
And he lifted up his paw just a little bit, and Chipmunk scooted out and ran for his hole as fast as he could go. And just as he dove into it, Bear's big paw whipped out, and whoosh! Bear's claws scraped right down Chipmunk's back. But he got away into his hole. He stayed there all through the winter while those wounds on his back healed up. And when he came out in the spring, he now had stripes on his back. To this day, if you see Chipmunk, you will see those stripes, and it may remind you, as it reminds Chipmunk, be careful of who you make fun of. You may be the one who is foolish in the long run. And that is how that story of Chipmunk and Bear goes. Ho!
If you have this, then you have it. Something so giving, so handed. If you have this, then look who has it. Maybe you can understand it. All this ignorance leaves us broken. I could never. Something in the truth makes you panic. Something so true but so tragic. It's in the way we're torn. Into this world we're thrown. It's in this flesh that's born. It's in the way we're born. Chance, would you change it? Oh, these burning bridges. Could you?
Long ago, back in the days when the animals could talk, Bear was out walking around. As he walked, Bear was boasting. "Huh," he said, "I am the strongest of all the animals." "Huh," he said, "I am the biggest of all the animals." "Huh," he said, "I can do anything because I am Bear. If I want anyone to do my bidding, I only have to tell them because I am Bear. I, Bear, can do anything." And just as Bear said that, a little voice down near the ground spoke up. It said, "You cannot do anything." Well, Bear looked down. There was Chipmunk sticking his head out of his hole. And Bear looked down at him and said, "I, Bear, can do anything I wish." And Chipmunk said, "If this is so, can you tell the sun not to come up in the morning?" Bear thought for a moment and said, "Yes, that I can do also. I, Bear, can tell the sun not to rise. In fact, tomorrow the sun will not come up." "That is good," said Chipmunk. "I will stay and watch." And the two sat down right there. The sun was just going down. And Bear and Chipmunk turned to face towards the east and wait for the sun to not come up the next morning. As they sat there through the night, Bear was chanting under his breath. He was saying, "The sun will not come up. The sun will not come up. I, Bear, command it. The sun will not come up." But sitting next to him, Chipmunk was chanting under his breath, "The sun is going to rise. The sun is going to rise. Bear will be foolish. The sun is going to rise." And as the night ended, a little bit of light began to appear there in the east. Bear began to chant louder, "The sun will not come up. The sun will not come up." And little Chipmunk next to him was saying, "The sun is going to rise. The sun is going to rise." And as Bear chanted as hard as he could and faced the direction of the sun, telling it not to come up, the sun lifted above the horizon. It was a new day, and the sun had come up. Chipmunk began to laugh. He rolled over and over with laughter. "Bear is a fool," he said. "Bear is so foolish. The sun came up. The sun came up. The sun came up." And as he said that, suddenly, whomp, a big paw came down on top of him. And Bear looked down as he held the chipmunk there on the ground, and he said, "Indeed, the sun did come up, but you will never see another sunrise." Chipmunk knew now how foolish he had been. He thought quick. He said,
"Oh, Bear, you are right to kill me. I am a foolish little chipmunk. I am worthless, and I mean nothing in the world. You, Bear, are the greatest of all, and if only I could catch my breath because you're pushing down so hard, if only you would just lift your paw a little bit, I would tell you how wonderful you are before you kill me. So just lift your paw up a little bit so I can praise the great, the wonderful, the powerful Bear."
"Huh," Bear said. "That is a good idea."
And he lifted up his paw just a little bit, and Chipmunk scooted out and ran for his hole as fast as he could go. And just as he dove into it, Bear's big paw whipped out, and whoosh! Bear's claws scraped right down Chipmunk's back. But he got away into his hole. He stayed there all through the winter while those wounds on his back healed up. And when he came out in the spring, he now had stripes on his back. To this day, if you see Chipmunk, you will see those stripes, and it may remind you, as it reminds Chipmunk, be careful of who you make fun of. You may be the one who is foolish in the long run. And that is how that story of Chipmunk and Bear goes. Ho!
Please put my spear away.
Now, no, 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 no.
I can't fight anymore. The people that were once with me, they don't want me anymore. Even now, my grandchildren, the two have changed. Yet I ask why. Why, O Spirit? Why? Even now the seals are nearly gone. My brother the wolf, they don't howl anymore. The white bear, the two will soon fade. And now my people have turned to a different road. Why? Why? Myself, I'm old. I can't hunt anymore. My eyes can hardly see. My heart is weak. I'm not strong anymore. Yet I fight for the old days to come. Yet I ask, why, O Spirit?
Why?
Myself, I'm old. I can dream only of the younger days. When life was beautiful. And happiness was in me. I shed tears for my forefathers. My children and for you. Cause no matter what happens, I'll fight for you. So when the day comes, I may leave this world without shame.
cool if you could volunteer with Canada's oldest campus radio station? Well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers, and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca.